light of everything that has happened in Waukesha, I wanted to share with you a letter. All right? A letter that I got from a young woman. Because it seems like this is the best time. This young woman is from Northern Michigan. All right? I want to share this letter with you. Because after what we've witnessed in Waukesha and elsewhere, it seems important to me to share this. And here it is. My dad is an EMT, emergency medical technician. He's been doing this for over 10 years now. I feel like God put special people like him on earth to show you the true definition of compassion, hard work, grit, and endless love. Not only for me, not only for his wife, his 4-year-old daughter, or his family and friends, but for the strangers he encounters every single day that he's on duty. Growing up, it was just my dad and I. As a little girl, I spent 24, 48, or more hours away from my dad when he was working those endless shifts to provide for me. But really, he was providing life-saving and compassionate support for you and your loved ones. My dad is now 48 and still working full-time as an EMT to support his family. I am blessed to be able to watch my childhood unfold in front of my own eyes now that I'm 22. With the relationship between my father and my 4-year-old sister. What you don't understand is that it also hurts me. It makes me sad. It makes me worry, but it also makes me proud. He goes away from us and his family for 24 to 48 hours weekly to be with yours. Spending sometimes only 5 hours with us in between those long shifts. Please appreciate him and show him the love we wish we could when he's with you and your family. Please appreciate him and the time he's giving you. Please hold his hand when he's holding yours. Please know he means it when he says he's there for you and he will do anything in his power to make sure you're okay. Because we'd love to be hearing that back home. The past 2 years, the county commissioners have bashed and belittled our local county EMS buildings, saying things along the lines that they're too luxurious or they spent too much money on them or the money should have been used in other ways and on other things. They're basically saying that our and our local EMTs aren't deserving of such nice buildings. But wait, did they see the local EMT building that was on 119 before the new ones were built? No, they didn't. Did they smell the mustiness or see or lay on the couches or beds they had? It was disgusting and not functional for EMTs that were dedicating their lives to save others and be away from home for days and days on end. But there's more. Did they see the small efficiency apartment for the local EMTs where they had to sleep while on duty in places like Mackinac City? 80 plus degrees in the dead of summer and was above the local city's restrooms and smelled like sewage half the time. Were there a steep flight of stairs to climb up in the dead of winter where they were supposed to come running down as fast as they could to get to their big rigs and come to your emergency life-saving call? My dad is deserving of a nice bed, a good refrigerator, a couch, AC, and a washer and dryer to wash his uniform after he gets puked on, feces on it, or the blood of those he is desperately trying to save. He's deserving of this. They all are. Seeing the Facebook posts, the news review, the local newspaper, and random people on Facebook who don't even have a clue of what it's like to live a day in an EMT's shoes, let alone be part of a family, say that they have things easy now they live in these luxurious stations. Now it bothers me. It makes my skin crawl, my heart beat fast, my eyes tear up, because they deserve this. More than any of the local county commissioners who think the money needs to go to God knows what else. This is a place for my dad and his coworkers to debrief after they held a newborn little girl after she passed away in a car accident. This is a place to debrief after they tried saving the life of a mother who passed away and is leaving her 3 children behind with no husband. This is a place to debrief after they tried to save the life of an 18-year-old girl after she was hit by a drunk driver. This is their place. A place that's supposed to feel like home, a place to feel comfort, a place to feel peace, a place to rest. So please don't think they have it easy. Don't think it's easy for my dad to get up, try to say goodbye to his daughters and his wife and work for 24 hours straight, sometimes with no sleep, to be criticized or belittled for the place he is able to sleep while saving others' lives. He makes holding your hand seem like the biggest thing in the world when you're getting cut out of your car. He can make a lifetime seem like 5 minutes when driving 80 miles per hour downtown to rush you to the ER. He can make those annoying sirens sound like angels when you need them most. He can make your children breathe when they need it most. He can try to help you survive a heart attack. He can make himself get out of bed at 3 a.m. to save someone's life he doesn't even know. So to the locals who ask my dad what he makes for a living, he makes the ultimate sacrifice to save your life. So the next time you ask an EMT what they make the ultimate sacrifice to save your life. What do you make? What do you make? Those EMTs were on the streets of Waukesha, Wisconsin, last night, desperately trying to save dozens of victims of a random malicious massacre of innocent people at a Christmas parade. How do you wash that stain off? Children mowed down by a motor vehicle. Intentionally, it appears. This idea that somehow he was fleeing from another crime scene, really? Fled from a crime scene and mowed down 50 people at a Christmas parade? Call me a cynic, but I find that awfully hard to believe. Awfully hard to believe. You treat those EMTs properly. Law enforcement, you say thank you. For those who put their lives on the line for you, a prayer and thanksgiving for them this week. Don't you forget it. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.